Zing Zang Bloody Mary mix salutes America's tailgaters with the pregame pride and game day respect for the Bloody Mary ritual known as the football tailgate. The award-winning taste of Zing Zang will bring back your favorite game day memories with a Bloody Mary mix you can't believe was in the bottle. So this week, whether you're tailgating with friends in a college or pro parking lot, or pouring the perfect Zing Zang Bloody Mary on your couch at home, raise your glass to tailgating everywhere. This Zing Zang Bloody Mary is for you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, $100, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430. 1-800-726-1430.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Night.
Breaking Bears news, comprehensive analysis before and after every game, and the hottest Bears topics, all right here on Chicago's Home for Bears Fans, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK, HD2 Chicago.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Alshon Jeffrey, Jay Cutler, Penner Pat O'Donnell, all listed as questionable for the Raiders game on the injury report, along with Eagle Ferguson, Alan Ball, Jeremiah Ratliff, and Will Sutton. Jermon Bushrod will not play for the Bears on Sunday. Charles Leno expected to take his place. Elsewhere in the NFL, LeSean McCoy and Sammy Watkins both out this week for Buffalo. Andrew Luck did not practice today for the Colts. He's questionable for Sunday with a shoulder injury. Panthers linebacker Luke Kuechly will miss his third straight game following a concussion. To the ice, where the Blackhawks continue trimming their roster as the regular season approaches. Hawks will play their last preseason game against Dallas on Saturday. Artemi Panarin could play in that game, according to coach Joel Quenneville. Corey Crawford will get the start and goal. Today, the team sent Marco Dano to Rockford, along with Ryan Hartman, Vincent Hizostroza, Brandon Mischinter, Dennis Rasmussen, Garrett Ross, Eric Gustafson, and Ville Poca. The roster now stands at 25. Brian Bickell placed on waivers, but he was on the ice with his teammates this morning. Goalie Michael Layton reportedly also placed on waivers. Baseball, where the Cubs remain two games behind the Pirates in the race for that top NL wild card with just three games left in the season. Cubs will wind up the regular season this weekend at Miller Park against the Brewers. Jake Arrieta making his final start ahead of Wednesday's wild card game. He's looking for his 22nd win on the season. He'll be opposed by Ariel Pena. First pitch tonight at 7:10. White Sox announced they fired bench coach Mark Parent. He found out he was unemployed last night and will not be with the team this weekend. Sox and Tigers both wrap up their seasons this weekend at the Cell. Tonight, Chris Sale faces Alfredo Simon. Pre-game starts at 6:35. GM Rick Hahn will speak with the media today at 3:30. No word on what he's going to address. Both the Yankees and Rangers celebrated clinching postseason berths last night. Just one spot left now, the second wild card in the AL West. And finally, back to the NFL, where according to Deadspin, the league just finished a calendar month without any reported player arrests for the first time since 2009. Congratulations to them. The scoreboard update is brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for the best Bears coverage. And don't miss Josh Liss and Marathon Experts broadcasting live next Sunday from the finish line at the 2015 Bank of America Chicago Marathon. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group's Bears Monday, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Raiders game and continuing with coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Hey, Julie.
Chicago Sports
Station. What's the Chicago Bears punter's name?
Pat O'Donnell?
No, you got to say it the right way, Jules.
Oh, Pat O'Donnell.
There it is.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening.
I thought I said something wrong.
America.
No, not at all.
No. You were money.
You've been spot on today, Jules.
At one point, you went, Pat O'Donnell. It made me happy.
There it is.
It doesn't take much.
It's the little things. It's the only things that we have to smile about concerning Bears football.
Thank you to Julie DeCaro for the updates all day. Thank you. Our guest today, Hub Arkish, Greg Gabriel, Pete Futak, and Marcus Thompson from The Bang.
The Bay Area News Group. Actually, Greg Gabriel actually DM'd me just now. He said, Jay, I will have the five guys that I scouted that I thought would be can't-miss prospects that fell flat on their face for you next week. So,
okay, good.
Well, we asked him at the end of the segment he's going to have for us next week.
Excellent. Thank you to Jay Zawoski for a great job all week, and Rick Camp in for Nick Shepkowski.
Thank you, Rick. You're not on the Eastern Seaboard, taking pictures on Instagram. You're in here working, and we appreciate that. We love you, Shep.
Shep's in Maine,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful part of the world in the fall.
Yeah, good to be white.
Foliage. I've seen black people in New England.
Yeah.
Mostly
in handcuffs.
Mostly played for the Red Sox or the Celtics.
Right, exactly. Mo Vaughn, and then who else? Bill Russell and Mo Vaughn.
That's D. Brown.
D. Brown.
Kevin Zipak. Right, thank you so
Dennis
much.
Dennis Johnson. Give me right, some others. Yeah. Cornbread Maxwell.
Reggie Lewis. Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Oh, damn.
Sorry about
Did you?
I did. Really? And thank you to Kevin Zipak. And
I'll end bias for a couple seconds.
Oh, man, that's even worse.
He
never got up there.
He put the hat on?
Did he put the hat on?
Yeah. Didn't he
get I don't think so.
With Auerbach?
I thought it was the night he celebrated.
Oh, yeah, it was. First time he had ever done it. You know?
Supposedly.
Yeah, right. Sure. He'd never done it before.
You don't believe that?
Hell no.
Why not?
Because I just don't. Why would I?
Oh, so it's like kind of when Terry has a feeling, you just have a feeling.
I just have a feeling.
That's the first time he's ever done it. I doubt that.
I have feelings about a lot of things.
That's what I heard. I watched the bias documentary and that stuff. I believe everything I see on TV.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
That's how I roll.
Hi, fellas.
Hello, Boris and Bernstein.
How are you doing? It's the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour with Boris and Bernstein. They are live at Garfield's Beverage Warehouse, 340 West Northwest Highway in Barrington. Ooh.
See, usually we say, you can stop on by and grab an ice cold Bud Light. We have plenty of Bud Light. This is one of those times
you can grab everything.
You can stop by and you can grab a case of Bud Light in either hand.
Yeah.
So you want, instead of just having one, you got to say, have one or two and drive safe. This one, you can walk in and grab 48 and
so
pay for it.
You guys are at a liquor warehouse.
We are at a liquor warehouse.
Yes.
There's a lot of jokes there, and I'm really I was about to say.
Be careful.
Where is your warehouse?
That's different.
It is in Barrington. It is on Northwest Highway. There is ample parking and rampant excitement.
Okay. We've all been to the liquor warehouse, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, this is a perfect place for Terry to kind of reset every single segment, by the way.
I've looked around for the warehouse for a long time. I'm not afraid to do what I need to do. I just don't know where it is.
I got to admit, if you got a mirror in your house, you can figure out why.
Jesus
Christ. I love it.
Is that kind of Friday, see?
I deserve
see?
It.
The freight train of hate.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy to be the first target.
I think we've been good lately.
Yeah, you have. I told you. Anybody. I told you guys had lost all the steam.
Yeah, we lost our edge.
Well, today's a day of celebration because we're just so proud of the NFL.
I am.
Having their first in-season arrest-free month in 15 years.
Yeah. I thought it was since 2009.
Wow. Well, that's the first arrest-free month overall.
Oh, okay.
But in the first one during the season in 15 years.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Those rookie symposiums are working. Mm.
Yeah. So I wonder how many of them got covered
Smith
up.
Smith is behaving himself. He's very mysterious about what the Raiders are doing.
The last one on the books was Ahmad Brooks on August 26th as part of the Ray McDonald stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been quiet since then on the old blotter.
I hadn't really thought about Alden Smith as a Raider until this week. I mean, I've watched him a little bit and have not seen him do much.
Celebration in the background. Celebrating for the NFL. No, he's not. Yep. He's not getting to the quarterback, really. All you got to do is really worry about Khalil Mack. But, they showed those numbers not too long ago about the percentage of guys in the NFL who get arrested as opposed to the percentage of the American population and how it's way, way fewer. But, of course, they're in the public spotlight and you're making millions of dollars. So it's going to be put out there. But that is a crazy stat, though. 15
well,
years.
The rest of the American population is busy shooting each other, so they don't have time to go get arrested.
And that's an unfortunate thing as well. That's a very unfortunate thing. So what else do you guys have for us today?
No, just 5 hours of celebration for the NFL.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You got like streamers and party hats.
Yeah, I'm very, very proud. We can get it all right here. Garfield's Beverage right here.
At the liquor warehouse.
The happy hats and cases of brew. We're all ready, dude. We are celebrating an entire day.
So is there an area where people can just like pound beers and listen to the show next to you?